You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
A wild week even got more crazy today in Allen Park. Matt Derry with you. Welcome, everybody, on this Wednesday, December 23rd, into a Christmas Eve, December 24th. Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. It is indeed your team every day. The Lions have some COVID issues, and many of the coaches, including Daryl Bevell, are not at practice today. We'll talk about what's going on in Allen Park with two positive tests right now. And practice back, but without a lot of the coaches. We'll get into that coming up on the show today. Also, how did the New York Jets completely possibly screw over the Lions? And a certain veteran player wants back in next season. All of that coming up here on the program today. Locked On Lions, brought to you by our friends at Pepsi. Made for football watching. This football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day. No matter how you watch this season, Pepsi is a refreshment you need to power through game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers. These passionate fans are the real generational talent that Pepsi fuels, because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game. It's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. Follow us on Twitter, please. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. You can find us at Derry Speaks on Twitter, at Locked On Lions as well, where we post the podcast every day, and also the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. Special shout out to start the show, speaking of Twitter, to two of our great listeners, Zach Michaels and Brett Higgins. Zach wrote to me today and said, "Give it a rest, man. Are you trying to be like Mike? Is your only goal now to be a troll? Be better and get back on the radio." Thank you, Zach, for listening. Brett Higgins added, "Finally, someone said it. Same old thing every podcast. Had to stop listening." So Brett, at B_Higg, Zach Michaels, at Zach_Michaels. Fellas, welcome. Thank you for participating. Thanks for your tweets. Really appreciate both of you for listening. All right, so here's what's going on. The Lions yesterday announced they were shutting down the facility in Allen Park because of contact tracing and COVID protocols, and there would be no practice on Tuesday. The Lions, of course, are playing Saturday at Ford Field against Tampa Bay, Tom Brady, Gronk, and the Bucs. So it's going to be a tough game to begin with. This morning, the Lions put out a statement that said, quote, "This morning, our COVID-19 test results yielded no new positive tests. As a result of the contact tracing process, several coaches will remain away from the team facility until further notice. We anticipate conducting an outdoor practice this afternoon, and our players and coaches will continue to meet virtually this morning," end quote. Ian Rappaport was reporting this morning that many of the Lions coaches, the defensive coaches, were in close contact with a defensive assistant that got COVID and a defensive player that has COVID. Both tested positive. So those coaches, along with Daryl Bevell, have to quarantine, and by league protocol, for 5 days. Meaning, if they were around each other on Sunday in Tennessee, and of course Nashville had a very big spike in coronavirus cases over the weekend, so Daryl Bevell and a ton of defensive coaches have to quarantine for 5 days, meaning Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. There's no guarantee that that's the start day yet, and that hasn't been made official. So that would mean that on Saturday, the Lions would be without a ton of coaches, most of their defensive staff, and Daryl Bevell. Bevell got on a conference call this morning from a hotel where he said he's been quarantining since Sunday at a hotel, and he had to miss his 20th wedding anniversary yesterday with his wife, because he's basically in solitude at this hotel quarantining. This is unbelievable. You got to feel for Daryl here and for these coaches. But see, this is the world that we're in now with COVID and with the NFL. They're going ahead and playing. So the Lions go down to a, you know, COVID cesspool and hotbed of Tennessee, play the football game, and then a couple of staff members, one staff member, one defensive player, picked up the virus. So Bevell said he's not sure what they're going to do yet. He has faith in his coaches. He said they're going to practice this afternoon with enough coaches on the staff and assistants to the assistants to have every position group represented. So, like, if Bo Davis, the D-line coach, isn't there, which has not been confirmed, then the assistant D-line coach would coach the defensive lineman today. Bevel will be on Zoom, running practice from Zoom, similar to what happened with Matthew Stafford the week of the Vikings game, when he was basically like calling out plays from the computer on the field. It's insane. Ian Rappaport also reported from NFL Network that quarterback's coach Sean Ryan would likely call the plays on Saturday if Bevel can't be there. I put out on Twitter at Derry Speaks earlier today, why not just move the game to Monday? You know? You know, the Ravens did it. The Dolphins did it earlier this year. I think it was the Steelers and some others when there were so many positive tests and they were unable to function as a team, they kept pushing the game back. But it appears, at least for right now, as we record on a Wednesday afternoon, they're going to still play this game on Saturday. So watch for the name Sean Ryan, the quarterback's coach, to possibly run the entire team here. Corey Unlin is not with the team. Bevel confirmed that today. Braden Combs, who we all loved, the special teams coach that I thought should have been the interim coach, he was just fired this week. So we're down to Sean Ryan, the quarterback's coach, who, of course, spent some time in Houston and now has been the QB's coach for the Lions. Because Daryl Bevel is the offensive coordinator slash interim head coach. This is insane. This is absolutely crazy. But the players seem to be fine. And the team issued that statement this morning, basically saying they're going to practice. Dave Burkett said this morning he was told last night from the Free Press, one of the Lions' assistants did not have his contact tracing device on at all times, and another assistant had people in his office. Well, with the new culture that the Lions have put out, the culture club, they should just fire all those people. I'm being facetious, sort of. So that's the story for Saturday. And, of course, Twitter was abuzz this morning with who should coach the Lions if they have no coaches. Like, bring back Matt Patricia. What about Jim Caldwell? T.J. Lang? Don Brown, the Michigan defensive coordinator. He's close to, he's in Ann Arbor. Maybe Don Brown could run the Lions. It sounds like they'll have their offensive coaches, sans Bevel, but I don't know how this is going to go. Who knows? The Lions are 8-point underdogs. They're playing a very good Tampa Bay team that has the greatest quarterback of all time on there. So Saturday at 1 o'clock will be very interesting. But as of right now, they are going to be playing. I'm going to tell you why the New York Jets. Oh, by the way, tomorrow crossover edition of Locked On Lions with the host of Locked On Bucks, David Harrison. We'll do that tomorrow coming up on the show. What about Built Bar? Oh, my goodness gracious. Right now, if you go to BuiltBar.com, you're going to get 20% off your order and an additional 20% off if you use the promo code LOCKEDON. If you're new to the show, Built Bars are the best tasting protein bars ever. I've been eating these every day since Built Bar came aboard with Locked On Lions, and I absolutely love them. All right, you get these nutrition bars, these protein bars. They taste like crap. Not Built Bar. They're amazing. They're all draped in 100% chocolate. They're soft. They taste like candy bars, but they're not. They're good for you. I love the caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, peanut butter brownie. The mint brownie's great. They're 100% covered in chocolate. They're soft, easy to chew. And again, they're low calorie. I just mentioned the cherry barcia. It's only 130 calories. Same with the cookies and cream. You still get enough protein, 17 grams. You get 4 grams of sugar, 4 grams of net carbs. Fantastic. Built Bar is great for the holidays, too. Go to the website right now at BuiltBar.com. Use a promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. If you go there today to the website, they're doing a 20% sale, then an additional 20% using the promo code LOCKEDON. All of this for you right here at BuiltBar.com. Hey, we got to tell you, too, about our friends at Bet Online. Are we ready for some more football? College bowl games are going on. NFL playoffs are coming up. You want to get on the action, right? There's only one place that has you covered. One place we trust, and that's betonline.ag. Betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. All right, great games to bet this weekend in the NFL. College bowl games, all this stuff, whatever you need. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. It's easy. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. It's BetOnline, BetOnline.ag. All right, so I was texting with somebody that I know in the NFL today, a former league executive. And I asked the former league executive, former team executive, who's been in the league, what are the best situations right now for the openings for general manager? Is it Detroit? Is it Jacksonville? Or is it Houston? And I got a very interesting response from this individual who said there's lots to consider, but he would say it's Jacksonville because they have the most draft capital, the most money to spend. Trevor Lawrence would be the number one pick. All right. And the owner is good too. And I sat here for a second. I said, you know, damn it. Like, if Louis Riddick, let's say, is the guy, and Louis Riddick has already interviewed for the Jags and Texans and Lions jobs. And by the way, now the Lions can interview coaches and GMs from other teams via Zoom because the rule was changed the other day. So that'll speed up the process. But let's just say if you're Louis Riddick, you're looking at all of these opportunities. You're looking at Detroit, all right? And the guy that I texted with today said Detroit would finish second in terms of the three openings in his mind. What do you write? Cap is okay moving forward. Need total revamp of defense. Ownership sounds pretty good and stable. Cap is just okay, and they have Stafford. Have to figure him out. He wrote, some pieces okay, O-line and tight end. Spielman at this point is a question mark. Does he run to Rod and Sheila with everything GM says, or does GM have open line with Sheila? But this individual that I texted with said Jacksonville's the best job because of what I mentioned before, and they're going to get Trevor Lawrence, who's the second coming here at quarterback, the next great generational QB. But see, Jacksonville last weekend, as of last Sunday, was not picking first. The Jets were. And the Jets general manager, Joe Douglas, just was hired recently. He's not going anywhere. So it made me think, man, the Jets winning last week and beating the Rams in L.A. to vault from the first pick down to the second pick, and with Jacksonville now at 1-13, or 1-12, or no, 1-13, excuse me. Wait, yes, 1-13 makes 14. I can do the math with two games to go. Jacksonville's going to have the top pick. There's no reason the Jaguars are going to win the next two games. They know what they have. They're going to finish 1-15, and they will leapfrog the Jets for that top pick based off tiebreakers. So the Jets winning last weekend over the Rams is completely screwing possibly the Lions from getting their choice. So this NFL guy that I talked to today texted me and said Jacksonville 1, Detroit 2, and Houston 3. You know, the Texans not sure about ownership, not sure about cap space. Yes, they've got Deshaun Watson, but they've got a lot of work to do. So did you ever think about it that way? Like last weekend's Jets game, beating the Rams totally screws the Lions. Because if you're a GM candidate, whether you're Louis Riddick, Rick Smith, Dimitroff, whomever, all these guys interview with all these places, they might say, Louis Riddick might go, man, Shad Khan, the owner, seems cool. Plus, I get a lot of money to play with, and I'm going to get Trevor Lawrence. I'm going to get to draft number one. I'm going to get to draft number one in every round. That sounds pretty neat. As opposed to having to make the decision on Matthew Stafford and what to do about that situation. So Jets, screw you. Seriously. The Jets, of course, were the first team that Matt Patricia ever coached against with the Lions. And we all remember how that Monday night game turned out to open up the 2018 season. One of the bigger disasters and nightmares in Lions history. as the Jets came into Ford Field and walloped the Lions. And now they may have screwed them again by winning last week. Very tough to try and tank in the NFL. All right, I'm seeing reports today, James Robinson's ankle's bad. He might not play Sunday. Of course he's not going to play. If you're Jacksonville, why would you play any of your really good players these last 2 weeks? They're in prime position to grab the number one pick, and their general manager spot after Dave Caldwell was fired a few weeks ago is wide open. So they might be a better choice for somebody like Lewis Riddick or whomever than the Lions. Just some food for thought here as we continue on with this entire crazy 2020 and this whole year. All right, a tweet came out yesterday from Josina Anderson, formerly of ESPN. She's an NFL insider. I don't know who she works for anymore. But she spoke with a current Lions veteran who wants to come back next year. I don't particularly like this idea, but we'll do it next, right here on Locked On Lions. Crossover Wednesday tomorrow, or crossover Thursday tomorrow, excuse me, as we will talk with David Harrison from Locked On Bucks. Lions and Bucks, at least for now, still scheduled to be playing Saturday at 1 o'clock. Josina Anderson, NFL insider, tweeted yesterday that she had a conversation with new running back of the Lions and 35-year-old Adrian Peterson. Peterson told Josina Anderson, quote, "I'd like to stay in Detroit next year. I believe we still have a good team. We just need a few more pieces to improve," end quote. Peterson, of course, had a huge role for the Lions to start the season. Was a starter opening weekend. Got a lot of carries. Things looked pretty good early. And then his production and his carries and everything else has gone way down. He averaged 14 carries a game over the first six games. And over the last 2 weeks, he's had just 10 carries combined. All right? He's been very supportive in the community, donating meals to hungry families in Detroit. He's been a nice mentor for DeAndre Swift. And even admitted a few weeks ago that Swift should have been the starter a few weeks prior to when, you know, Swift kind of took over Adrian Peterson's starting spot. I don't know about Adrian Peterson for 2021. To me, he looks cooked. I know he's had some moments. He scored some touchdowns. He had a couple of touchdowns in the actually, it wasn't the Carolina game. Which game did he score a couple of touchdowns? Maybe Minnesota game. He's been okay, Adrian Peterson. But to me, this team at running back has got to go with the young guys. You've got to see what Kerryon Johnson can still give you because you drafted him in the second round. He needs to play. DeAndre Swift is your guy. To me, all three downs. First down, second down, third down. I think it's nice that Adrian Peterson is saying this. I think he's a total professional. He's been great in the locker room. But you want to get younger at that position. And Adrian Peterson, to me, shouldn't be playing. DeAndre Swift should be out there at all times. And then you see what Kerryon Johnson could do, especially in the passing game. So when would he play? Do you want a 36-year-old running back on the roster next year that's never going to play? Or do you want another guy that's going to give you some special teams work, maybe a return man? The Lions let Ty Johnson leave, released him, so Adrian Peterson could play. Ty Johnson's having a nice year with the Jets. You can't make those kind of mistakes. You need depth and youth at running back. So I just don't see Adrian Peterson coming back, especially if this is going to be a blow-up situation and you're rebuilding this thing. Is he going to play for the league minimum, Peterson? I highly doubt it. But I like his attitude. You can't say a bad word about what he's done. But from a production standpoint, there's been too many times where he's missed holes. There's been too many times where he's bumped into linemen because he's not, doesn't have the same vision he had 13 years ago. So those are my thoughts on the Adrian Peterson situation. All right, we're back with you tomorrow for the crossover. We'll get more info on the Bucks. We'll keep you posted on this COVID situation with the coaching staff. Matt Derry with you on this Wednesday edition of Locked On Lions.